All right, I've been sitting with this idea that most founders still think of social media as a marketing channel, like a billboard they rent. And I think that framing is costing them.
It really is. The key idea here is that these platforms are closer to operating systems than billboards. They connect users, creators, advertisers, developers, and businesses all at once. That's not a channel, that's infrastructure.
So not a megaphone, but more like a programmable distribution layer?
Exactly. Think of it like cloud infrastructure. Infrastructure as a service, but for attention. The platform controls the pipes. Brands and creators are just running applications on top of it.
And the platform subsidizes user access, keeps it free, then monetizes the attention those users generate. Meta reported advertising revenue of around $196 billion in 2025. That's the business model made visible.
Right. And advertising accounts for the vast majority of revenue across most large social and video platforms. The user isn't the customer. The user's attention is the inventory.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for how brands should actually think about their presence there?
It changes everything. If attention is the currency, then the recommendation system is the exchange rate. The FTC examined 9 companies: Meta, YouTube, TikTok, Snap, Reddit, Discord, Twitch, WhatsApp, X, and found that recommendation systems determine what gets shown, to whom, and when. Distribution is partly programmable, not purely chronological.
So not post and hope. The algorithm is actively ranking content based on prior interactions, viewing behavior, interests, relationships.
And that's where creators become critical. They're not just content producers. They're high-velocity nodes inside this infrastructure, generating the behavioral signals that feed the ranking engine.
That's a real reframe. So what's the feedback loop that holds all of this together?
More users generate more behavioral data and content. Better recommendations increase engagement. Higher engagement creates more valuable advertising inventory. That revenue funds further product and creator investment, which attracts more users and creators. It compounds.
So for someone listening who runs a brand or a creator operation, the risk is treating this loop as stable, but it isn't, right?
That's the pressure point. A platform can change the economic value of a creator's entire audience just by adjusting ranking rules or revenue-sharing terms. Think of algorithmic shifts as breaking changes in a distribution API. No deprecation notice, no migration window.
Wait, so not X, but a dependency asymmetry. The platform controls the rules. Creators and brands bear the production risk before distribution is even known.
Exactly. And multi-homing helps. Being present on more than one platform reduces that dependence. But switching costs are real. Rebuilding an audience, recreating content libraries, losing platform-specific data. It's not frictionless.
For example, a creator who built their entire reach on one platform's recommendation engine could see that reach become volatile overnight because distribution depends on changing ranking systems and audience responses.
That's the attention liquidity loop in action. Attention flows like a liquid. It can be directed, it can evaporate, and the platform controls the valves. Creators and brands who understand that manage their presence like a portfolio, not a single asset.
Stop auditing your social presence as a marketing spend. Start auditing it as infrastructure dependency, with all the resilience planning that implies.
That's it. And in our next lecture, we move from the why to the how, the specific mechanisms inside the algorithmic black box, and the measurement layer that makes this infrastructure legible. That's where the real leverage lives.